This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Thank you for that. Sound okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sestrino back here once again for this week's Survivor Feedback Show for a very exciting episode number 3 of Survivor. Happy to have you back here with us. And we have such a treat for you here today because I am so excited to talk Survivor once again with a woman who not only knows Survivor, she is an actress, she is multi-talented, and she's here with us back again today. It is Gandhia, Queen of Thailand, Johnson. Gandhia, how are you?
Yes, hello, yes. Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes.
Lot going on in Survivor.
A lot going on in Survivor.
I have a lot of jokes. I have a lot of things that I'll probably say that will make the contestants not like me very much, but that's all right.
You will say things that, and then I will get uncomfortable.
Yes, you will.
Yes.
And you will do that thing where you open your mouth to stutter, but nothing comes out.
That's
and then
right.
I realize that says something wrong. And then I'll say,
that's
something.
Right. And you will use bad words that if people have kids around, they should listen to this podcast after their kids go to sleep.
Unless you curse at them. If you curse at your kids, then you good. You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Then they know, right? But no, it's not child friendly. I will try not to curse.
You don't have, I mean,
which I
want
feel
you
like
to
I cursed myself,
you
know,
say
now.
What you want.
Okay, well then fuck it. Yeah, if you curse at those little motherfuckers, then you can let them listen. But if you don't want them learning how to curse really well, then don't have them listen to this.
Yeah, I find it very frustrating where I feel like I'm talking to my kids constantly. They don't hear me. Like, Dad, we didn't hear you. But, you know, you watch one show and they say a bad word and it's like, whoa, oh.
I know.
That they hear no matter what.
Because I think kids just really enjoy being cuss police.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest son was curse police, 100%. I was cursing him out, getting ready to whoop his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, ass is a bad word, Mom. Mm-hmm. I was like, this motherfucker is committed to his duties.
Mm-hmm.
He's about to put his life on the line to let me know I was cussing. I think kids just like catching us do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're not supposed to. You know what I mean? That's cute.
That's how they
That's
are,
funny.
Gandhia.
Yeah. I know. God bless them.
Gandhia, what is new with you before we talk Survivor?
Let's see. So I am really busy with theater right now. I'm casting a show now and I have a callback that I'm attending tomorrow. And I'm casting two shows. And then also I am officially a theater producer.
Oh.
And the theater company that I'm doing public relations, and then I'm also one of the actors, pop-up theater. We just got a grant from the city of Aurora to produce a season, and they gave us a grant, and the first show that we're going to do is going to be Peter Wendy,
okay.
Our version of it, because, you know, the rights are out now, so we're kind of rewriting it a little bit, and one of the things that we're going to do is the part of Wendy's father is dual played by Hook. And so we're going to do Wendy's mom and Hook, and that's going to be played by me. And I'm so excited.
Okay. And you're going to be producing and acting.
Yes. Yes. I know that's crazy. That sounds crazy, doesn't it?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. But I have two really good people that are producing it with me. So, and one is the director and one is behind the scenes. So, you know, I'll be able to let go and be an actor. Cause listen, I'm ready for my version of Captain Morgan. I can't wait with the mustache and the hook. So I've been waiting for this a long time. So I'm excited about that.
Well, Gandhia, thank you for making some time to talk about A little show we like to call Survivor around here.
Yes. Oh, honey. Yes. It's really... It's surviving. The Survivor is surviving.
It's surviving. It's season 42, and yes, we're three episodes in. Have you been enjoying this new season, Gandia?
Yes. Yes. Tremendously. From, you know, crazy, psychotic Marianne's laugh, you know, it's mm-hmm. just that part. And, you know, the Skinny Guy Alliance. You've got this, the one Skinny Guy
R.I.P.
left.
R.I.P. Skinny Guy's Alliance. Honey. Yeah.
What?
R.I.P. That's Skinny what? Guy's Alliance.
Yeah, R.I.P. He's gone. The other skinny guy of the Alliance, he's gone. Now it's just one little skeleton boy. And he's so skinny. That's why I was glad they got together, because they could support each other. They could put all their bones together and make one good, solid,
yeah,
you know, structure. That little skinny
like if
boy,
you were making a fire, you would put like the sticks next to each other, right?
Exactly, the skinny sticks, because mm-hmm. you know they're gonna light up fast and it's gonna make a roaring flame. But the one of them now he's gone. Little Zach is gone. Marianne had a crush on his ass. I'm like, yep. Okay, wow, yeah.
What'd you think about that?
I think that Marianne is adorable, and when she said she gets rejected 100% of the time that she goes on dates, I just loved her. She is the most optimistic optimist in the history of optimistic people. I love her energy. She's so on and happy, and you know, you want somebody like that on the island, but then you want to kill someone like that mm-hmm. on the island.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it's a hard kind of personality to deal with a little bit, but I really like her. But when she said that, I was like, okay, girl, go ahead and get your man at the finale. Go mm-hmm. ahead and go to the finale, get your man, girl. That was cute. She liked the little wispy white band.
Do you think that maybe you could be a dating coach for Marianne, and maybe you could help her
definitely
meet some people?
Definitely. Oh yeah. Oh, she would catch a gang of men if I was her dating coach. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. And she has this really bright smile, and she has this energy that is just captivating. She just needs to be in front of the right audience.
She's going after the wrong guys, you think?
Correct.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
because you have to get someone that is on the same energy, either matches it or is kind of accepted of it, like yin and yang, like us, Rob.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's like a good balance. You got to find someone that's, you know, giving you the energy and can accept yours. And she's a whole bundle. I mean, she's like Energizer Bunny with 50 batteries.
Like the bunny, Energizer Bunny in the mailbox.
Yeah. Yes, she's just, oh, honey, she just... She's going all the time. I'm not fucking with her, though. I would not fuck with Marianne. She'll be my friend, because you see how she was chopping that damn wood? She'll chop your neck the same goddamn way. Her ass was precise. She said, wow. I'm like, oh, no.
Here's Marianne.
Everybody talking about, yeah, and then, yes. I'm like, y'all don't need to be fucking with Marianne. She'll be the last survivor for real. Mm-hmm. Killing everybody. Don't mess with her. Just let her be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like her. She makes me laugh a lot.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun. Gandia, mm-hmm. I want to get your take on where we are with this tribal council this week, where it was really a game that has gone. I thought this was very exciting. But
yes,
when you think back.
Yes.
Now, this is 20 years since Survivor Thailand.
Correct.
And a game that is, you know, almost unrecognizable from the game.
Completely.
Once upon a
completely
time.
Completely different. Completely different. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's like all the twists and turns and chances that can happen at tribal.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, if you remember, when you go to tribal, that's a wrap. Mm-hmm. You just voting.
Yeah.
Ain't no chance. Ain't no rock in a bag. Ain't no behind door number one. You know, Bob Barker ain't going to come out and, you know, you listen.
That was it.
You ain't gonna hit nothing like that. Do you have a piece of peppermint gum in your purse type shit on Let's Make a Deal? It's all types of shit now. You can do anything. It's Wheel of Fortune. You know, you spin. I don't know. It's like all of these twists and turns that I think that we were actually doing behind the scenes is now on camera, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the little tricks and last minute shit that you try to do before you get in tribal, it's happening on camera.
Yeah.
So for a super fan like me, that's super exciting.
Yeah.
So you're, sometimes you, so you fucking like it. Frustrating.
Yes.
I like it, but then sometimes it pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know? But then when I get pissed off, I'm still excited about it because it's another twist that I didn't know. Because I consider myself to be a Survivor aficionado of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so when something happens where it's a twist, it's like, oh, I did not see that. Or, oh, they're throwing in another wrench. Why are there so many wrenches?
Yeah.
Who could have so many wrenches? But they do. They're just coming out of everywhere.
Yeah. Well, everywhere. I like that about Ugandia because sometimes I talk to people from our era of Survivor and they are a little bit like, hey, you know, back in my day, I had to, you know, walk to school up the hill.
Yeah. 5 feet of snow up the hill with one shoe.
And this is,
you know, and a dog was pulling at my other leg, trying to drag me down the hill. And I still made it to school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, what I do is I just call an Uber and it comes to pick me up and it takes me to school.
Mm-hmm.
And school still sucks as much as for me as it did for you. Okay. And I know your ass was doing all that walking in all that snow and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Or maybe if you did, I don't know. It's still, you know, the evolution of the game is what keeps me intrigued, you know? So yeah. I can't feel stuck on how it was when I was doing it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm an OG. So the things that I did was a foundation for what was on the next. And, you know, what we did built the foundation for what it is now. You know what I mean? But it had to evolve or else it would just be boring.
Mm-hmm.
It would just still be boring.
And it was not boring on Wednesday night. What were you thinking during this tribal council where we ended up with sort of a debate between Daniel and Hai over what was going to happen in this 6-person tribe?
Right, because they were the only ones that really had any power left because everybody fucked up their votes. You know what I mean? And now you have two people that weren't even in control of nothing, completely in control of everything now.
Yeah.
The nerds, the fucking geeks was fucking, it was Revenge of the Nerds, Survivor 42 style. You know what I mean? They straight up was nerds. They was the nerds. But nobody expected them to be in charge of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So now all the cool kids are like, oh, I like Dungeons and Dragons. Now everybody's trying to be their friend, right? You know what? I really commend you for being a vegan and having to eat that crap. No, fuck you, Hai. Fuck you. You should have already said you was going to eat meat when you got on this show. This is a survivalist show. Ain't no vegan survivalists. You know what those are called? Animals.
The animals are vegan survivalists?
The animals are vegans, okay? Okay?
Gandhi, let me play you a question from the listeners. Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about a question from Eric. I have a question for you. Okay. Here comes Eric.
Okay.
Hai, Rob and Gandia. Welcome to Tribal Council. And Hai asks, will you switch your vote to Jenny? What would Gandia do in Daniel's position?
Okay. All right. I don't know about the walking to tribal council of it all, but why don't we just take that question from where Daniel actually was? Okay. One vote. Okay. Hai says, you and Hai have to figure out what's going on. Hai is going to vote, you know, Jenny out, wants to keep Lydia. What would you do in Daniel's spot?
Because I have this alliance with Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A really cool one that until this time has been undisturbed by anything like but then there's the self-preservation piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if he decides, OK, well, I want to vote out Lydia, then you're going to go to Rob.
Then I'm fucked now. Yeah. Now the next time we go to tribal, I know definitely they're going to fuck with me. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of. At that moment, I felt like he had to go along to get along for self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to think about that. In that moment, your alliances and everything is fucking blown up. So now you got to think about the number one person. You got to look out for you, number one, you. So then your brain thinking, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
So now if I vote with him and I get Jenny out, I don't have to worry about being a target for next week. Now I'm a, now I've proven my alliance to, you know, Mr. Vegan.
Yeah.
You know, so I can stay another week. But it, you know, it was, I wanted to see him and Lydia go a little farther, that alliance.
How so?
You know, but just because I was interested in seeing how that would parlay with the merge and with other tribes, I thought that they would probably be strong together because they don't look like they're aligned.
Yeah. You're talking about, you know what I mean? Hi and Lydia or Daniel and Chanel?
Daniel and Chanel.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was really interesting how that started to come apart, because I thought that Daniel and Chanel were maybe the tightest pair of the three pairs on that group.
Totally. Yes. And that shit just got blown up.
When push came to shove, Chanel didn't have her vote. And I felt like that Daniel was kind of trying to throw Chanel under the bus.
Yeah. And you think about it. Daniel had a lot of pieces of information that became privy to him with him not even digging around. They just, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mike, a.k.a. the Puerto Rican poppy, in my DMs. Mm-hmm. Mike shared with him about the idol because he trusts him. And then, you know, then he takes that. So he really had a lot of information that he was shifting around and using.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then when it came to tribal and he made that decision, I was not that surprised, because he just kind of had it all served up to him on a plate, right?
Yeah. What did you think about the back and forth between Daniel and Chanel?
You know,
because he was saying, you know, okay, well, I only did this because it was Chanel's idea. Chanel, tell me what to do.
Yeah, so he's playing that. Yeah, right. That goofy shit. You playing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to. That's that self-preservation. So he's trying to write. He's trying to narrate that story right then.
Yeah.
So then it was like, I gotta get. You know, I got it. This is my time to protest in front of everyone. Ah, well, I didn't know. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I never think that it's a good idea to argue in front of other tribal members.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then you're like, do, 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 do. Oh shit. Okay. And then now you want to try to talk about getting one of them out, because that's a problem. One of them can come out now. You know what I mean? It's like, that's never a good idea. This is never a good idea. So, but then I love that shit when that should be breaking down.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, with the popcorn, like,
yeah, except you might be one of the people that's having to draw rocks because of it.
Right, right. But it's just, there's so many now twists when it comes to tribal. I'm so fucking excited to go to tribal because it's not cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
I also like it because it eliminates this type of motherfucker, which I hate. Hey, Gandia, listen, you know, we really like your contribution to the tribe, but you're next.
Mm-hmm.
We've all decided, and you're next to go.
Yeah.
So now, I'm not just done for.
Right.
I can make a move. I can do something. I can talk to somebody. I can do a rock. I can, you know,
play the shot in the dark. Extra vote. Right.
Correct. So now it's not so cut and dry, because I hated that shit. I hated when John tried to do that to me on my season, talking about it's your time to go. It's your time to go, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You see who got voted off first? Your ass. Out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That whole, there's no one that rules in Survivor while it's happening, but the individual people. Nobody says someone can go. Nobody has that power. So when someone says that, that's it. I think that's a target. Mm-hmm. Anybody that does that in this game, put it. Your target's there. You're gone. You're gone. You're not going to make it. You might go a couple weeks or whatever, but I think that's the jinx when you do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, where I think that what Survivor ultimately wants to do is, even though they it can feel like that they're injecting a lot of randomness into everything that's happening, I think that what they are trying to do is to, you know, make the show unpredictable and also make it so like one group can't necessarily like wield all this power for the entire course of the game.
Correct. Because that was starting to become annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was starting to become annoying to me. Mm-hmm. But it's now it's exciting. It's this new breath into it. Mm-hmm. Even the challenges, baby.
Yeah.
They do. You people can just listen. They're dangerous. Mm-hmm. They're dangerous. What did I say? The only way that you quit Survivor is if you die. We had almost a lot of quitters. We almost had a lot of quitters this episode. You think, there was going to be a lot. Most quitters in Survivor history because those waves. And I'm like, how the fuck are we going to put a ladder down when there's waves after waves? Who was the engineer for this game? Mm-hmm. Who engineered this? Because it was ridiculous. I'm like, the ladder's not anchored down to the bottom. This is impossible.
Well, this was really hard to do with just four people. Also, I don't know what they were thinking, even on a nice day.
Who is the engineer of the games these days? Is it Satan? Is it Satan? It's Satan.
So.
From South Park. It's Satan from South Park. That's who they got. This fool's wearing a Survivor t-shirt and a hat.
Well, mm-hmm. I think what we should do is put a ladder, and you have to climb a ladder in the ocean while the ocean.
That's a great idea, Satan.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Big time fan.
That's what the fuck is happening. I'm like, these challenges are terrible. And the blindfolded one?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Did you have to do a blindfold challenge?
Did I?
I feel like they in a lot of these seasons, I feel like it's like one in like the first, like the first or second challenge.
I feel like there was a blindfold challenge. I don't know. I think because I remember running into some shit. I don't know. That the blindfold one was triggering to me, especially when motherfuckers was running into shit hard. Mm-hmm. Like when Rox, is that his name?
Rox.
Yeah, Rox ain't got no more Rox. Now we just call him Roy. He banged his dick so hard on that fucking thing. He talks like this now. And Marianne knocking her noggin, people's knocking the shit out of their hands. I was like, that's Satan.
You know what I think would be great, guys? I'm just gonna throw this out there.
What's Satan?
I say we blindfold everybody, put three people on pedestals, and they all have to yell over each other to give individual directions to their people.
Yeah.
And put all kinds of obstacles so they can really fuck themselves up on.
Wow, Satan, you are really killing it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Satan is like a Superman. Satan has all the buffs from all the episodes. Yeah. Satan's like a Superman. Oh my God. But when Satan meets like somebody like cool, like you or me, he like almost pees himself and he gets like, oh, Rob, I've been waiting to meet you. I love your podcast.
Yeah, but he's only nice to your face. But meanwhile, like he's like posting on like social media,
Like perfect nonstop. Satan. Perfect Satan. Perfect Satan. And he's making up these goddamn ridiculous ass challenges. Like
nine accounts. Also,
oh my god,
posting horrible comments.
Gandia is such a bitch. I cannot believe she did not respond to my DM.
Satan has a fucking virtual game. No one signs up for this shit because it's too fucking hard. All the challenges are too hard. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah, we almost had some quitters. I don't know. Yeah. Daniel tried to quit the first episode, fucking knocking his shoulder out of place. I'm like, oh, it looks like someone's quitting. Yeah, it's really hard. It's really these challenges. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. Maybe because I said some stuff about Jeff's dimples. I'd rather see Jeff's Probst dimples than to see people die on Survivor. Yeah, no,
that's a good. Okay, let me just say that. Solid call, Gandia.
Let's show more dimples and less
deaths,
lives in peril. Yeah, less deaths.
Dimples over deaths, always.
Dimples over deaths. Yes, that's a T-shirt. Wrap. Dimples over deaths, and then just put my name at the bottom like I'm Socrates or something.
Great quote. Gandhi, in the episode this week that we saw Chanel and Omer go to the Shipwheel Island, and they both risked their vote, which ultimately set off the whole chain reaction
of the fuckery of everything falling down.
Yes.
They were the two dominoes that fucking fell over too soon before you started it at the beginning. and the rest of it's all fucked up. That's what they were.
What do you think Chanel was thinking to risk her vote in that spot?
Well, I think because Omar is this, you know, salt of the earth fellow, you know, he's very, very nice guy, very considerate. And I believe that she was thinking, you know, he's going to save. He's not going to risk because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want to risk his vote and risk his tribe getting into trouble. No, he's a good guy. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
He would never risk his vote. That's probably what she thought. She probably was positive that he wasn't going to do it. So she's like, if I do it, then I gain a vote because he's not going to do it.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. I watched this again yesterday, and I noticed that when Chanel goes to go, and she's talking it through before she does it, she talks about how she has made a great bond with Omar, and she felt like he's a really nice guy, and she sort of said that, like, and he knows I'm in a bad spot. And I think that she felt like, oh, okay, he's doing me a solid here. I'm going to, that he's going to protect his vote because he knows I need extra votes tonight.
Omar, meanwhile, you saw Omar. Omar was like, bitch, I don't know you. Risk. Right? Because it's like, don't assume too much. You just assume too much. Right? You didn't really, like, get to know him to make that assumption. Right? Because the whole time that they're bonding, they're not really... She's not really getting to know him and talking to him on the real. When those type of risk or save work is when the two people actually have an authentic conversation. You ever notice that? When there's authenticity in that conversation, then those decisions are made based on, I really touched that person. But if you're just being on the surface, and then you think that maybe you conned, I think that he gets me or what. Bitch, I just met you. You know, I'm here to play like everybody else. That's why when Omar did it, I was like, oh, Omar. Okay, Omar. I didn't expect him to do that either. I thought that he would, you know, do the same thing. But he said, nope, I'm here to, you know, it's a risk and da-da-da-da. That's why we came here, because we're risking it. Everybody's saying that. Everybody, before they making these weird or dumb decisions, they say, well, I'm on Survivor and I can't, I didn't come here to play safe. I came here to take risks. Not sometimes. No, you got to think about that shit. That shouldn't be the qualifier for you always making a risky decision, because you have to make a sound decision. Right? But it's hard. You're hungry and dirty and, you know.
Yeah. Well, to speak to that also, that, you know, Chanel was in the water for the 30 some odd minutes in doing the challenge. And then she goes from that, like, basically being exhausted from the challenge. And then her and Omar have to go and
Immediately go on after. This
hike, which there's like a secret scene. And they talk about how
ridiculous. Every time they show that damn thing, that thing is long and hard. And you and I know how they like to fuck with us on that show. They like to fuck with you. So they put you on a boat. This is how my goofy ass would have been like, ooh, a boat. Great. Let's go. Oh, a little hike. Probably going to be some food, like popcorn. And then all of a sudden, after 10 minutes, my fat ass, excuse me, how much longer is this hike? Now, I'm not talking to nobody, but I know I'm talking to somebody. I'm speaking out to the producers. And how much fucking longer? Because that shit is terrible. Now you're exhausted. You have to go up that long ass hike. And then when you get to the top, perhaps it's not in my interest to really get to know him. I just want to get out of here. Right. I'm tired. I want to rest.
Well, maybe Chanel wasn't like thinking 100% clearly.
Probably not. No, but that's the reason why they be doing that. That's the reason why they do that. That's why I say Satan is on the team. He is on it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me bring in another question from the listeners. Okay. This is one from...
I love these.
Josh with the Blue Yeti microphone has a question for you. Here's Josh.
Specific name.
I'm wondering if I have the optimal strategy that Daniel could have employed in that tricky spot he found himself in. What if he had turned to Mike and Chanel and told them, I know that you don't have official votes in this moment, but I want my vote to count for the three of us. I want to move through this together, deciding if we are going to go to Rocks to save Jenny. I wonder if he had done that, if Mike and Chanel had decided with him, that it would have dispersed a lot of the blame and responsibility and the spotlight that was solely on him in this moment to be the bad guy for either side. They all came in willing to vote Lydia, and they're now all in the position of potentially going to Rocks to save Jenny. The only difference is that he has a vote and they don't. But I'm wondering if the three of them could have come to a consensus on what to do, that he could have moved forward successfully in this moment, building trust and allies. And I don't think they would have gone to Rocks anyways.
Okay.
Would love to know what you think. Thanks.
So I kind of think that this is what Daniel was trying to do. Like, I think he wanted Chanel to say, well, yeah, I don't want to go to Rocks. Like, but nobody else said, I don't want to go to Rocks except for Daniel. And I think that he was hoping to, let me get it out there.
Because he thought other people would jump on the band.
Yeah.
Right. And then when it didn't, then it was like, so the consensus thing is an interesting point because he's the only one that has the vote.
Yeah.
So even if you have these two people that you're conferring with, at the end of the day, it's still you doing the voting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if it ends up, good, then the three of us decided that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
if it ends up fucked up, then it's just your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you and I both know that's how it works. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. That's I just feel that's how that would have worked.
Yeah,
I feel like the only way that he would have got out of that situation is by doing the Rocks.
Yeah, do you think
with everybody,
Mike would have gone to Rocks for Jenny?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because Jenny, much like Mariah, is just kind of like a contestant. She's kind of like, there's not a lot that she does for the tribe that makes her pivotal.
Based on what we saw,
she helped to solve the puzzle, but then that was three of them doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, understand what I'm saying? Maybe if she was the puzzle one, like always knocking it out with the puzzles, perhaps. But, she's kind of like, you can lose her early in the game and it won't make a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
feel like
think she's enough to be risking stuff like that for.
Yeah, the only person that I think it makes sense to go to Rocks in that spot, I think, actually is High. I know he wants to protect Lydia, but also, I mean, if you're High, then there's four different things that
I'm
could
sorry,
happen.
Say that again. Say that again. If I'm wet.
it depends, how much.
If you're wet. If what?
Gandhi, it depends. It depends how much get high and where he's coming from.
Yes, I do get high.
Yes.
Oh, you mean I see what you're doing.
And so for him, there's four things that could happen. High gets voted out. That would be bad. But the other three things that could happen with the Rocks: Daniel goes home, Mike goes home, Chanel goes home. Right. Those other three things are good. So for High, it's not the worst idea to go to Rocks.
Right. I kind of, if I was there, I would have went to Rocks. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it. That's that thing. That's when you get that juice, right? Where you get those, what is it? You get those metal butterflies in your balls, that tingling in your ball sack.
Wow.
Is
that what happens?
Let's go. I'm going to fucking go to Rocks. Fucking go to Rocks. Let's go to Rocks. Those butterflies like, duh, 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 duh. I don't know, some Lynyrd Skynyrd song is playing in my head. It's like super. And then you just do it.
That's what happens.
And then you hope that it comes out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Much like, what was that? Daniel in 41 when he drew the fire.
Oh, no. Yeah. Deshaun. Was that? Deshaun. The do or die. Deshaun. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's like this season now and last season, when a motherfucker wins an immunity challenge, I start crying low key, not sobbing, but the well comes to my, it happened. Cause I rewatched them this morning for the podcast just to see if it would happen. And I just, I got water on my eyes and then I laughed.
This week's episode?
Yes. Okay. And last week too.
Yeah.
But this week more. I didn't do it, but this week I did it a lot more.
What were you crying about?
It was the triumph of the tribe when they won.
Yeah.
I can feel, I feel their angst. I feel their anguish. It's powerful, but it makes me feel like a real fucking wimp too, because I feel like, and then even like when I was doing it, because I was watching with my headset on my Roku and my boyfriend was sitting at the desk doing his homework and I kept going, and then I started laughing, kind of laugh crying. And I think after a couple of times, he's like, what the fuck are you doing? What is going on over there? I said, it's just so emotional. I think it's because I just get so, I'm so invested in, I want everybody to win, because the Flint situation and taking that, and that's so crucial because they don't have anything. And so it just feels like I'm watching like this super compelling emotional thing. And I just feel it. I'm in it.
Yeah.
I'm really in it.
Do you feel like, is it because you're so in it because of this season? Or do you feel like, is it that if you had not played the game that you wouldn't be the same way?
It's definitely that. It's definitely the latter. It's definitely because I know what it feels like. I know that heartbreak. I know that triumph. I know. I just know it. And it just really started happening, and it's actually kind of cool, but then it's like, I feel kind of wimpy, but I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah.
So I'm completely wrapped up in it.
Well, that's so good to hear. These survivors are you know, it hits different now.
Oh, it does. I mean, even like Omar telling his tribe that he's Muslim and he's going to go to the beach a couple times a day to pray. Mm-hmm. And then Marianne's like, well, I'll weave you a mat.
Yeah.
And she weaves him a prayer mat out of palm fronds. And I'm like, if this is not the most beautiful fucking rainbow coalition fucking survivor I've ever seen, it might be that too. It's all the compassion.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, when those challenges happen, I'd be on my edge of my seat. So, yeah.
And you like getting all the stories from the different players?
I do. I love the backstories. It is amazing and exhilarating to me how this game has evolved to the phenomenon that it is. Mm-hmm. It's part of a staple of the world. Like, everyone in the world knows about it. Everyone is excited about it. Everybody wants to do it. Because it's still just an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay. Mm. Gandia, let me bring up another question. One more about this Vati tribe at Tribal Council. This is one from Nick from Toronto has a question for you. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
Would you like to ask me a boot?
Okay.
Hey, Rob and Gandia, this is Nick from Toronto. My question is more of a strategy question. Should Daniel and Chanel, knowing that Chanel and Mike don't have a vote, have instead convinced High and Lydia to vote out Mike? This would then allow Jenny to vote in the revote, giving them a 2-1 advantage in the revote. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you notice, Daniel talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Voting Mike out. Did he not?
Remind me what he said.
I thought Daniel, maybe that was in his confessional when he was talking about if we get rid of Mike, or maybe I was thinking that, but I was like, if you get rid of Mike, that's the problem right there. Then everybody gets to vote. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. Then it's easy.
So let's just talk that through. What would it look like? Okay. So it's then 2 votes on Mike, 2 mm-hmm. votes on Lydia. And so then
go
back on the revote. So now Jenny can vote on the revote, correct?
That would have worked. So the math is mathing on it.
Yeah.
That would have worked.
That's a good point. I haven't seen that this week. Good job, Nick from Toronto.
Yes.
And you caught that.
Ding, 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 ding. Lightning Rap Caller Question of the Week.
Caller Question of the Week. So, Gandhi, you caught that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if I remember correctly, he did say that. He mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think I made a note about it. I'm like, what a Puerto Rican Poppy. No, Puerto Rican Poppy can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's my man.
Yeah.
Hoboken. Yeah. He can't. Nope.
So the problem there, I think, might be, and even if they said, okay, let's do that, High and Lydia have to want to do that. You know, it's
right.
Like, I don't think High and Lydia were like, hey, who do we vote out, Mike or Jenny? I think High and Lydia wanted to vote out Jenny. Like, I don't think you could have talked them into necessarily vote out Mike. Mm-mm. Because they felt like, okay, we need Mike for the challenges.
Yeah. And Mike's a big, strong, mm-hmm. you know, firefighter, you know, retired fire. He's an asset.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like that, one of those good salt of the earth type guys, yeah. right? So he's a guy that you can keep around a long time. And then when it comes to individual immunity, then you can mm-hmm. go at him that way.
Yeah.
But group challenge, you got to keep somebody like him around.
Gandhi, we saw that Mike has the beware advantage. He shared uh-huh. that information with Daniel.
He is going to fuck that up. He can't even remember what the fuck to say. That's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
He probably will not say those words correctly. Probably, he done lost yeah. the idol twice. Do you see what happened?
Yeah, one time he couldn't find it, but then Daniel and
dropped the actual idol.
You do paralegal work. You can relate to yes. this of wanting to reread the idol clue.
Yes. Yes. You memorize it.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say. Well, then you're going to fuck it up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say exactly what the fuck you're supposed yes. to say.
Well, as an actress, do you feel like that this would be no problem for you to memorize the line?
One word? No. Mm-mm. Because I'm saying it to myself walking all the way back to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then my ass, while I'm doing chores, I would just say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to make it part of something that I like to say all the time.
Yeah.
You know? And then when it comes to tribal, I'm saying it in such a way in the conversation that, you know, it just comes off like, oh, Andrea didn't get enough protein today. She's saying goofy shit mm-hmm. type shit.
Yeah.
But he don't even remember what the fucking words are. He remembers that he doesn't like soccer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So from that point, when he makes that connection that he fucking hates soccer, it should be his agenda to memorize the line because of the ridiculous of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But he not thinking that. He just like, I don't even like soccer. I even tell my kids, soccer sucks or whatever he said.
Yeah. He hates it.
Right. So he's programming himself really not to get that fucking phrase right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that a guy like that getting a specific phrase and having to remember that to me is comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if that's why having somebody like Daniel to help him remember it. That's, you know what I mean?
That was good.
And then Daniel's running him because Mike's not sure mm-hmm. of the power that he has. I don't like that.
What would you do if Daniel lost your clue to the idol?
I would punch him in.
And his idol.
I would dislocate his shoulder. I would tackle that motherfucker and pop his shoulder out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, that's what you get. Losing that idol. Shit. His arm would just be dangling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would really be upset. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I would punch him or just quit his shoulder, but I would be really upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, luckily they found it.
Yeah.
That's why you got to be careful who you tell people when you got the idol. I don't know if I would tell nobody else that I had it, to be honest, Rob.
Yeah.
Unless I absolutely necessarily had to. I'm not really telling nobody that I
Well, they have make it so you kind of have to tell people now.
I know. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
That part sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to keep it to myself, like an affair. Like you're supposed to.
Right. Is that good practice for Survivor? Because then it's like a secret you have to learn how to keep.
You have to learn how to keep some secrets.
Yeah.
And not only learning how to keep them, but when to use them and expose them. That is a key
part of having an affair.
In playing. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know when to, like that old Kenny Rogers song. You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
That's right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know,
that was about having an affair.
That one's about gambling.
Oh.
But gambling, as you know, is an affair. You yes. gotta know when to do those things. You know what I mean?
An affair is a gamble, or a gambling is an affair?
Everybody that's had an affair knows it's a motherfucking gamble. And if they just quit, if they fucking write in, call in and say it's not, they a goddamn lie. You a lie. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. It's an affair is a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you don't know how it's going to come out. It's a 50-50 chance you're going to get fucked up.
It's a shot in the dark.
It's a shot in the dark. Exactly. It's a fucking shot in the dark. So don't do it, kids. Don't do it.
Let me ask you, how about a question about the shot in the dark? Okay, Felipe okay, has a question for you.
That's a very good
segue. Okay. Felipe wants to ask you about the shot in the dark.
Blue Pill wants to ask me about shot in the dark. Okay.
Hello, Rob. Hello, Gandia. This is me, Felipe, calling all the way from Los Angeles. And my question is on the shot in the dark. Now, could Daniel, Chanel, Jenny, Mike, whatever conglomerate of the four, try to flush Lydia shot in the dark? So then she doesn't have a vote. Then they can get around this. I know Chanel's probably only in camp for like 20 minutes or something before going back, just like Evie was last season. But yeah, what are your thoughts? Should they try to flush the shot in the dark? Is that immersion gameplay moving forward?
Okay.
Have a lovely day.
Yeah. So let me try to put that a little bit more succinctly. Great job.
You're trying to force someone.
Basically, like,
force someone to decide. Could they all say,
instead of like trying to like be like Daniel and Chanel playing the middle, what if Daniel and Chanel with Mike and Jenny say, hey, sorry, Lydia, we're voting for you tonight. Sorry about that. Sorry for you. Only way out, you better play the shot in the dark. And then she plays the shot in the dark. So,
but then that bitch can win.
She could, it's only 1 in 6 shot.
I know.
I mean, then she'd lose her vote, and then she couldn't tie up the vote.
Right. That might have been that actually sounds like a good idea.
But I think that the problem was Chanel doesn't know, like, for in her mind, like, it's like, I might not have a vote, but I might. So it's like. She has to then be acting to do all that in the definitive of like, I've definitely lost my vote and this is what I'm, and she just doesn't know until tribal council.
No idea. So it's like, I mean, you could do that, but
the
chances of that actually happening, you have to be a fucking mastermind. You got to be like on some Richard Hatchery type shit.
And also, like, I don't think you kind of want Mike and Jenny freaking out to the point where if Mike and Jenny get desperate enough, I guess they could go to Hi and Lydia and say, look, F Daniel and Chanel.
Right. Let's get them the fuck out of here.
Vote for one of them, not us.
Correct. Right. So it kind of could cause more of a explosion,
mm-hmm.
you know, than someone just going along quietly and like, oh, I'm just going to play my shot in the dark. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good idea in theory, but I don't think practically it would work.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about one of the other tribes.
Let's talk about skin that's glowing on Gandia right now.
Oh, yes. Your skin is glowing.
I got a new light, and I really like it.
Yes.
So
okay.
That's
all. Well, what kind of light? Is it a ring light?
No, it's a bar light.
A bar light? Oh,
yeah. Okay. It's just a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that it's providing some adequate light, and I'm sorry, I just really got into my skin. So.
Yeah, look, I think that's important to stop down.
You know, I do take those beauty tangents, Rob. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be good, but I just couldn't. And, I was like, oh, what?
Look,
okay,
you got to say it.
You don't get to be the queen of Thailand by not making random comments and compliments about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there we go.
That's all important.
Right. I'm focused.
Okay.
I'm focused now.
Gandia, do you miss that Jeff isn't talking to us at home so much this season?
Yes. But do you notice that he's talking too fucking much during the challenges?
No.
Shut the fuck up, Jeff. Stop talking. Shut up.
Is it taking you out of it? You're really
Jesus Christ. Yes. He talks too much. You know what I mean? It's like when you're trying to have sex with somebody and they're just like talking to you. Just shut up.
Oh my God. I hate that, Gandia.
Shut up.
I know.
Stop talking.
Oh my God.
You're talking too much. You're talking it into a desert. Stop talking so much. Shut up. Bitches do it too. Oh, dad. Shut up. Stop talking.
That's the worst.
He is like doing that shit. Like when they had the blindfold one where everybody's yelling. Mm-hmm. He's like, everybody's trying to talk over each other and the teams are talking. I'm talking. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Do you think that's what happened to Roxroy? Jeff was talking too much?
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's too much. I've had this same stance about this man.
Yes.
His dimples are fabulous. He's fine as hell. Ooh, I like looking at him. But he's like one of those really hot guys. It's not very smart. Don't talk so much, honey. Just but. You know, I just think sometimes he's talking. I like that he's not talking to us that much. But I think overall, there's too much chatter.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much chatter. Ugh. You know when you can talk? When you let them come in from the ocean so that they all don't turn into quitters.
You think he should have talked sooner on that
yes.
front?
Yeah. Yes, yes. At the time when you should be talking to bring them in, your ass talking about some other shit. The waves are just crashing over and over. If you don't call these people in where you have a dozen quitters on Survivor, shut up. I need you to talk when you need to be talking. The talk ain't talking, Jeff. Stop it.
You know, one person that didn't have any problems.
It's a trigger. It's a trigger for me.
I get it.
When you say Jeff and talking, that's a trigger for me, Rob.
The one person that didn't have any trouble with the challenge was Jonathan.
You talking about Bigfoot in human form?
Yeah.
Listen, I know that Survivor is very open to casting everyone, but when you cast Bigfoot just because he narrowed his whole body down and he's going to compete, you know, that is Bigfoot. Ain't nobody noticed that's Bigfoot? Ain't nobody noticed that?
Yeah.
That's Bigfoot. His man, listen.
He's huge.
He's huge and he's like, he's got this gargantuan strength.
Yeah.
I'm like, did this fool just do the whole challenge by his damn self? Mm-hmm. Damn near?
Yeah.
That's Bigfoot. Look it, the hair is a giveaway, you know, because he wanted to keep a little of his Bigfoot flavor. But he really nared his whole, listen, that man, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to get, he's going to go all the way to the, I see him going to the final four because he's just a big old ball of muscle meat.
Yeah.
Can't nobody stop him.
And there's nobody else.
He's like an action figure that came to life.
Yeah. In this season, who's going to stop him?
No one. Mm-hmm. And then he's like the coolest guy. So he's like the Big Lebowski when you're chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in challenges, he's fucking He-Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, he chops with a machete with one hand. That's a strong ass motherfucker. He got whack with one hand.
Yeah, nobody else can do it. I mean, they've shown lots of other people trying to cut the coconuts open. Yeah.
No, he's my Survivor crush. I love him. Bigfoot. Jonathan, a.k.a. Hairless Bigfoot. That's him. Okay. You can't convince me he got Bigfoot. Watch when his mama show up. His parents gonna show up. His dad's gonna have a really big beard.
Well, what a twist that would be, Gandia.
and no one knew that he was Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. We had no idea that he was Bigfoot.
I mean, they haven't shown like his background story.
No, because he's in the woods. Because he's been living in the woods for centuries.
Yeah,
and then he's like, yo, about to shave it off. I'm about to show him what Bigfoots are all about. That's what's gonna come out in the finale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jeff's gonna bring out pizza, and then you know this guy's gonna go grab a fucking fish right from the ocean, just come and just start eating the shit. Then all of a sudden his hair just starts growing really fast on his face.
Well, he did want the fishing gear.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wants to cover up the fact that he could just go in the ocean and just fucking swipe the motherfuckers like a bear. He's either a Bigfoot or part bear or something. I don't know. Maybe he's a minotaur and then he was able to get, you know, the horse part hidden. I don't know. Maybe that works like a mermaid. I don't know. But that man is genetically engineered for survival.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Mr. Survivor. Not what the fuck Jeff Probst was doing.
Not that Survivor dude. Guy, yeah.
Oh, you know what? That's the dude he imagines himself as when he thinks of himself as Mr. Survivor. Jonathan's ass. So Jonathan...
He said at the end of the challenge...
Jeff Probst's spirit animal.
Yeah, Gandhi, at the end of the challenge, he said, Jonathan, I just want to say, you know, I've watched a lot of challenges, and I've never seen any of that, or that was one of the best individual efforts I've ever seen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a little chubby off of Jonathan.
Sorry for you. Yeah.
He's got a little, he got a little man crush on Jonathan. He liked Jonathan. When he imagined himself as Mr. Survivor, that's what he imagined he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Knocking it out with those challenges.
Okay.
You crushing on Jonathan. That's so cute. Gandhi, they have a bromance.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's here. It's already here.
It's already here.
You see that? If you could have made heart eyes on Jeff, when he said that to Jonathan, that's what he looked like, an emoji with the heart eyes when he was saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched a lot of Survivors. Boink, boink. That's the best. Boink, boink. That I've ever seen. Boink, 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 boink. That's him batting his eyes at you.
Mm-hmm. It's impressive. So, Gandia, so that tribe is very interesting. And a lot of the Survivor fans have started to think about, wait a second, this tribe before... What could happen if they go to tribal council? Let me play you a question from one of our listeners. This is one from Ben, okay?
Okay.
Here is the voicemail from Ben.
Okay.
This is Ben from Toronto/Atlanta. I was thinking about the Taku tribe and what could happen if they go to tribal council, because we know that Marianne can't vote until that third idol is activated. And we also know that that Omer can't vote because of Shipwheel Island and risking his vote. So hypothetically, only Lindsay and Jonathan can vote. What happens if they vote against each other? That would be a tie vote, but we know that typically those who are voted against in the ties don't get to re-vote. I'm just kind of curious. We've never seen something like this where there are only four people at a tribal, but only two people eligible to vote. And I think this could lead to some super interesting outcomes if the Taku tribe ends up going to tribal next episode. Really curious to hear your thoughts and to sort of play out some potential scenarios. And what does this mean? Are they going to rocks? Is there a fire-making challenge? Just super fascinated. This is really uncharted territory. Thanks so much.
Oof, Gandia, he has a solid point.
People are thinking about this. Our own Derek Stasinski, he had a viral tweet about this, about what happens with this Taku tribe, where if, you know, Marianne, she can't vote. Omer doesn't know he can't vote yet. Only Lindsay.
No, but he can.
Yeah. Only Lindsay and Jonathan have votes. They could vote for each other.
Okay, I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah.
Nobody is voting for He-Man / Bigfoot.
In the preview, it was like, oh, Jonathan is getting on our nerves now.
Okay, so if they vote for each other,
yeah,
fuck. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happens. I don't know what you do. I just guess you go to the rocks. Or you do a rock, paper, scissors. I don't know.
Does everybody draw rocks in that spot?
I think so. Because no one has votes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on a second. So Jonathan and Lindsay vote for each other.
If they voted for each other. Yeah.
That cancels each other out. Can't happen.
And then that's a tie. And it's like, okay, well, they can't vote. You can't vote.
But you can't get Omar and Marianne to vote because they don't have votes.
Mm-hmm.
So then everybody got to pull rocks. That's how it goes.
Does everybody have to pull a rock? Or
everybody has to pull rocks. Everybody got to pull rocks. That's the rule. That's what I say. How? Because now it's a chance for everybody. How else are you going to resolve it, Rob?
So
what are you going to do?
Well, I wonder, I have a couple of thoughts on this. Now, I feel like because we talk about this all the time with back in Survivor Game Changers, when Suri ended up that everybody else played an advantage and Suri was the only one. Like, what if Suri had something and didn't go home? I just feel like that. OK, it's like, all right, well, let's now. OK, all the advantages have been played. Let's vote again. It's a new thing, and now nobody has any advantages. Like I've thought about that before.
But how do you wonder, do that though?
Could you just send everybody back to camp? It's like, all right, well, the tribal council
no one goes home.
has ended in a stalemate. Everybody go back to camp.
Oh, that's, well, I see that. That's unheard of.
Does somebody have to give, I know it's a 26-day season, but.
Somebody got to go. Everybody got to go. Every tribal council, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So then you're going to add it. Then, nope, the math is not math.
Then get the bag of rocks out.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And then it's the same thing, but we're going to do it right here at tribal.
Yeah.
It's the same premise as what you're saying, mm-hmm. but we're just going to handle it today.
Yeah.
So everybody's off the table. Everybody got to do rocks. Mm-hmm. What? That's not fair. I don't give a fuck. Survivor's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because you two goofies gave up your vote. I can't give those back to you guys. Okay. You two goofies are voting for each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing's going to happen. So everybody pull rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're going to do. And somebody going to go home tonight. Because somebody going home tonight. Let me, when I'm hosting Survivor, that's how it's fucking going. Ain't nobody getting off the hook.
Oh, wow. That'd be wild if you were hosting Survivor.
I would love that. I had a dream of it. I've had several dreams about it lately.
Yes. So
I need Jeff to go on. Come on, Daddy.
Here,
come
let
on,
me just, let's just finish talking about this. And then I want to hear about your dream about hosting Survivor.
Okay.
But I wonder if maybe the rock draw should only be at that point, Marianne and Omer, because that just like where Jenny and Lydia were immune from the rock draw.
Because you risked your shit. So you got to sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
So I think it would be
risk comes a great reward or a great tragedy.
I think that Marianne and Omer, by their own, you know, punishment of that you risk your vote. You have no say.
So this is what happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're still, you can't protect yourself from this rock draw. So I think it's either a rock draw. Honestly, I don't know if it's two people.
Y'all got to pull some fucking rocks. When are y'all going home?
They might make them make a fire in a two person. Like
But I like that. Yeah. I like that the people that risked their vote, those are the people that have to do it if there's a stalemate. But in this situation, that's exactly what it's going to have to be.
I think it's unlikely that Lindsay would vote for Jonathan and Jonathan would vote for Lindsay.
No one's voting for. Okay, yeah. I'm going to tell you this right now, and I'm going to put a little bet on it. No one's voting for Jonathan.
Okay.
No one's voting for Jonathan. No
this
one's
week?
Voting for Jonathan next week. No one's voting for Jonathan.
Let's see if they go to tribal council.
Hell no. I don't even think they'll go to tribal council.
Lose the challenge again.
Because Bigfoot is on their tribe. Bigfoot ain't losing no challenges. Come on. You saw that challenge. Everybody saw that shit. Ain't no human being doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What was he raised on? Dirt and milk and grass? What the hell? And kryptonite? I don't know.
Dirt and milk and grass and kryptonite. A lot of stuff going on.
And protein powder.
And protein powder, of course. Tell me about your dream where you were hosting Survivor.
So the dream was at the end of a show at a finale. And Jeff announced that there, you know, a lot of changes in Survivor, and here's the biggest one. There's a new host. And so they invited me to the finale, but I thought it was on some rap shit.
In the finale, he announced he was stepping down and there was going to be a new host. And did he say it was going to be you, or he just said there was going to be a new host?
Yes, and then everybody went crazy.
Wow, that must have been.
But I was there on some rap shit. We were there on, I was there with you.
With me?
Right.
Oh, wow.
All of us were there. Chappelle was there. This sounds like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And you were there, Chappelle. And you were there.
So, wow. This must have been very humbling for Jeff to announce that he is stepping down. The beloved host of Survivor is stepping down.
Yeah. Yep.
And that Gandia is replacing him, only to be met with thunderous applause.
Yeah. Crowd goes crazy. Internet broken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was Chappelle doing?
Chappelle was crying.
Yeah. Did he know? Did he know that this was announced?
And your
coming?
Mouth was just like, you kept going, did you know? Why did you tell me? I'm like, I didn't know. But I was lying because we did talk about it. We had to have. You don't just make that announcement just out the blue.
Yeah. But you told me and I just didn't remember.
No, I did not tell you.
But you could.
I did not tell you.
You could tell me something.
I could have told you.
You could tell me.
No, fuck no, I can't tell you something like that.
Why? You think I would? You think I would blab?
If they go make me the host and they say don't say shit, I can't tell you. I would low key tell you. Mm-hmm. I would do sign language. I'd be like,
I could, walk you through some, do's and don'ts. Yeah.
And then the next part of the dream, before I woke up, I was actually hosting the show. And I remember I just felt so like bursty. Like, I can't believe this. Hey, this is like a dream come true.
A great actress. Do you think that you could, from what you remember, and maybe if you like, could you give us the opening of Survivor 43 with you as the host?
Like right now, like all of the
I mean, it doesn't have to be right now. Maybe in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I could. Okay. Yes. I could totally do the opening.
Yeah.
But it would be my own version.
Yeah, of course. You have to, you know, if we wanted a Jeff impersonator, we've got to find those all over the place.
No, first of all, Jeff impersonates me because I have the dimples. Mm-hmm. You dig?
Yeah.
Right. His are really deep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could totally do the opening. How many castaways are there?
Probably
26.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a lot.
How do you start?
I'd say it's 20 people.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna do it right now. Okay. I can feel the juice.
Okay. All right. What do you need me to set the scene? Yes. Anything?
Yeah. 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 You got some music? Okay. Give me some music.
What kind of music do you want?
I want something. I want something kind of like Survivory, but with a little hip hopery.
Survivory with a little hip hopery. Boy, that's tough on the spot, Gandhi.
All right, let's just do a Survivor. Let's just use a Survivor song.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna knock this out.
Okay. And again, I don't want to get copyright strike on YouTube, but
there you go. 20 castaways competing. Live, life, or death, win, or lose. People from all over the world come here to experience this journey on Survivor to become number one. Now, come with me as we find out who is the ultimate survivor. Cue music.
Wow. Oh, my God. I got chills, Gandhi.
Chills went down my legs. I am not lying to you.
Yes.
Wow. I did that 100% to camera.
Yeah, and that was one
did
take.
Did you like it?
That was one thing. I did one like take. That.
Yeah?
I did like that. How would good. You be at the tribal councils?
Oh, I'm keeping it real. I'm kind of a little bit of, you know, what Gandia does. A little bit of the dozens. I'm going to make the contestants laugh. I'm going to ask tough questions. If I see weird ass body language, I'm going to call that shit out. You know, if someone says something, you know, really out of pocket, I'm going to say, you're just going to let him say that to you right now in tribal. You're going to let him say that you didn't do shit at the, I can't curse. You're just going to let him say that you didn't do anything at tribal. Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. You're going to let him go. That's me. I feel like a little bit of the instigator, a little bit of the,
you would stir the pot
a little bit funny, make it, you know, funnier, but I'm not talking too much, at the tribals.
Could you do,
you have to be able to interject, but not too much.
Yeah. What about at the challenges? Would you not talk that much because you said you don't like that?
I would talk, mm-hmm. but it would be in line with what they're doing. It would be funny. It would be good. Mm-hmm. It would not be annoying.
Yeah.
It would be enjoyable. I might be just slightly annoying, but you still like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. I'll be just annoying enough to where you still like it.
Let me ask you a question. What would you say to Marianne when Marianne starts and tells this story?
You know, going to tribal sucks. And it kind of reminds me of the classic tale of the bunny rabbit eating its dinner in the mailbox. You know that one?
I don't. Tell me.
So like you see like your mailbox and you open and there's like a bunny rabbit and you're like, what's this bunny rabbit doing here? You know, it's like you don't know the whole story unless you're the bunny.
Yeah, what would you respond to her?
Girl, what the fuck is you talking about? You need some protein. You need to eat. It's obvious that you guys need some protein. So let's get this reward challenge started. See if you can win some protein, girl. Your brain ain't working right. I ain't never heard nothing like that.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'll be like, what is you talking about? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
How did the rabbit end up in the mailbox, Marianne?
Right. If somebody puts a rabbit in your mailbox.
Why is the rat? So you're telling me a rabbit crawled into the mailbox and closed the door behind itself and is waiting in there?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
He thinks I'm going to mail him a carrot? What are you talking about? No one knows how it got there except the rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
I can see why.
Somebody knows.
I can see why she misses 100% of the shots she don't take.
I feel like somebody's sending you a message with that rabbit.
Hell yes. Mm. Mary Ann, someone put a rabbit in your mailbox, girl. No, they did not want to go on a date. Mm-mm. She's like, the only one that's how the guy in there is the rabbit. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits do not climb into mailboxes. People put them in there.
That's right.
Hand rock the cradle type shit.
Is that hand rock the cradle or fatal attraction?
Okay, what? Which one put the rabbit in the pot?
Fatal attraction, yeah.
Okay, but that Rebecca De Mornay and the Rock Cradle, that bitch was the same. Yeah, it was on that same
they're both, you know, there were some, you know.
Right.
You know,
back to my previous.
Right.
That affairs are a
gambling.
What?
Gambling.
A gamble. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So mm-hmm. True.
Both of those did not turn out well, did they? No, they did not. And both of those were a what? Affair. Mm-hmm. A gamble.
Gandhi, do you have any thoughts about the Blue Tribe that we haven't really seen too much of them in the last couple of weeks?
Mm. That's because they've been winning, yes?
They've been winning. They had yes, Zach in the first episode, but then mm-hmm. really since then, it's been pretty quiet over there.
And then you have Drea that has the extra vote.
She has extra vote and also the amulet advantage.
Oh.
From the first episode when she and Hi and Lindsay.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. When they ran and they put the fake blood on.
Yes.
Which was the goofiest. It was like Survivor Community Theater. And then Lydia's ass. Oh, my God. You're bleeding. Okay. Yeah. Listen here, little Lily White. Ain't never been nowhere, gal. You think he's bleeding all over like that? Yes. Yeah, so she's really got some advantages. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's working her tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I like what she's doing. She's playing both sides. But you and I both know, Rob, in Survivor, you cannot serve two masters.
Mm-hmm. You have to pick a side.
Yeah, pick a side.
Yeah.
So she's trying to do this female alliance, which ultimately will fail.
Yes.
Because we know female alliances, they don't work. Historically, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be one that works. But
yeah.
They don't classically work. It's interesting to see how she's going to play that. I mean, because if you have two alliances, it's going to get sticky.
Mm-hmm.
So I say pick a side now and pick a side early because she has all the advantages to do whatever she wants to do, but she needs to focus and direct and start putting the pawns in place so that, you know, she can advance herself
mm-hmm.
to the individuals and the merge, which I don't know when that's going to happen. What do we got? Maybe one more episode?
I don't know. In the last season, I think we got in the sixth episode, it was like a two part merge episode with the hourglass.
Yeah.
Did you like what they did with the hourglass last season?
No, these are not the days of our lives. I'm going to need you to do something else. I didn't. No, I need something more exciting.
Yeah.
Merges are exciting.
Yes.
I need some exciting shit to happen at a merge.
Not that exciting with the hourglass.
No.
That was too exciting.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people going to disagree with me. But
no, everybody hated that, Gandia.
It's horrible.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's just like,
We talked to you like in the first half of the season. Did you like how season 41 played out?
I like the winner. I like how that happened. I thought it was amazing. How the finale happened right after the last show.
Yeah.
Pretty major.
You
twist.
Like that.
No, because as a contestant, I'm like, I can't shower. I can't do nothing. We get some pizza and some champagne or whatever, but can I take a shower first?
No.
I just need to
right
wash
into,
up
they
my
went
parts.
Right into it.
Because I stank.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crew, everybody's smelling good, but us.
Yeah.
We stink. It's like having a surprise party for a bunch of bums. I mean, it's good at first. I mean, in theory. Right? But after that, two pieces of pizza, you're like, I need to wash my ass crack. Mm-hmm. Can I just go and like
after sleep, we finish this
and then
TV
I'll talk
show.
To you tomorrow?
Yeah. So that's not how you would do it when you were hosting.
It was on some Truman type shit. I didn't like that because it's like, release these people, please. Mm-hmm. You know, let's release them. We can, you know, it's just the production part of the finale, and it's like a movie, and you know, now we're here and we're in the studio, and that Hollywood part of it, I like that part. That's part of the
when
romance.
They have the reveal in Los Angeles, and
you know,
yeah,
it's like. You know, a guy asks you out to dinner versus, you know, you get over his house. He's like, you know what? I just made these TV dinners and I thought we could just Netflix and chill. What the fuck? I put on a whole dress. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, I don't know. I think everybody should get that Hollywood, like, red carpet experience because it's fun. And you're out in this wilderness and you're doing these things and you just want to be, you know, a glamorous person.
I mean, I think they would still do a finale, like if they could, you know, I think they were sort of like back.
I think 41 fucked it up for everybody. I think it's going to be like
even after COVID, if there is after COVID.
Right. And then they're going to do it like, you know, like right after, you know, a challenge, standing there for long ass time. Okay. Survivor now party. It's too much. Mm-hmm. It's like so much stimulation. You know, I just want to, I don't know. I could be wrong. It was different, but I was like, and I think I feel that way because I was on the show. It was just like, I just wasn't with that action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gandhi, let me ask you a question from Patrick M, who says, if you found a Beware advantage, could you throw it in the fire instead of just opening it? What would you do?
Oh my God. I could say
would you open it? It's a gamble.
I could not throw it in the fire. I'm really trying to sit here and say that I could throw it in the fire. I could not.
Everybody would open it.
If I threw it in the fire, I'd be fucking wondering what it was. Mm-hmm. But then I might be that bitch that throws it in the fire and then that tribal's like, I found the item. But you know what I did?
I threw that shit
in the fire. Mm-hmm. And then everybody'd be like, oh.
Gandhi,
then
how
I get
could
voted
you?
Out next.
Yeah.
Then I get voted out next for that bullshit. Mm-hmm. So if you throw it in the fire, you can't tell nobody you threw it in the fire.
But you would open it, right?
I'd fucking open it.
Yeah.
Could I open it and then throw it in the fire?
No. Why? I think it's still your vote would be gone.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Once you open it, that's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you don't know what it is until you open it. Does it say beware on the outside?
It says beware on the outside.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm throwing that shit in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Throw it right in.
Beware. You know how black people are. We don't be taking a lot of risks. Throw it in the fire.
Throw it right in the fire. Okay. What do you think about this that Marianne said this week about that she's seen every episode of Survivor except for...
I've watched every season except for 6 episodes of Token Kings.
She watched every episode of Survivor except for 6 episodes of Survivor 18.
Huh. Oh, jeez.
She watched all of Survivor Thailand, Gandia.
Jeez. That poor thing. Bless her heart.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
She's a little weird one.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a super fan on top of a super fan with some super fan whipped cream and nuts and a cherry. She's like a super fan sundae.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She's seen every episode of Survivor except for 6 episodes of 18.
Yeah. Now, she said on Twitter, okay, we like to talk about some of the social media from the Survivor contestants. And she said that the reason was that because she was watching it with her mom before she left to go play Survivor. And then the problem was that she didn't, her mom wasn't around to finish watching it before she left.
So she would have watched.
She would have watched them. It was no offense to the people that were on Survivor Token
Genes. Right. Damn, that's some studying. Mm-hmm. Who does that?
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours of dedication.
Yeah.
That's what, like a month of watching Survivor back to back?
That's a lot of Survivor.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Do you think it helps you to watch that much Survivor, Gandia?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine watching that much Survivor. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of shows. So she started from episode one.
Yeah.
With Richard Hatch.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can watch all of that. I wouldn't watch all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if watching that much Survivor adequately would prepare you for a game.
Yeah.
You know,
especially now when they said
one season. Yeah.
Like, hey, forget the first 40. We're making up a whole new thing now.
Yeah. You just need to know how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to talk to people. You need to know how to not talk to people. You need to know how to give orders. You need to know how to take orders.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't sunburn too bad, that's a plus
That's good. Gandhi, when you host Survivor, how much Survivor will you tell the contestants to watch?
None.
Because the Gandia era is going to be unlike the previous administration.
Correct. Don't watch Survivor. That's go into it open, ready to just do anything, ready for anything.
Give me some twists. That's how you throw people in when you take over.
Well, some of the twists I would do would be I would like to just switch two people on a tribe randomly. Out of nowhere.
And you'll just do it, or will it be just like
I'll just do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll come out with a coin, flip a coin.
Mm-hmm. Like heads or tails.
One from orange, one from blue.
Yeah. And then you're on the other team.
I just pick them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about the fans? They'll say, oh, this is rigged. This is not fair.
I don't give a fuck. You guys will like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just another twist.
Yeah.
It's just another twist. It's another thing to make it exciting. Mm-hmm. Like all these things in the show now are exciting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So now we need more things because those things are going to wear thin.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna do some other things. I mean, that would piss some fans off.
Oh, yeah.
What? Gandia just picked Roku from blue and Esmeralda from orange and switched them.
Yep.
For what? They didn't even do anything. Yeah. But I bet you they'll be talking about that.
You named one of the tribes Roku.
No, that was a guy's name.
Oh, Roku is the guy.
Yeah. Roku and Esmeralda.
Probably a nickname. It's probably a nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
His name is Rokodamas. Roku for short. I think I watched too much Roku. I think that's what that is.
I thought maybe his name, they got that nickname of that he was maybe, you know, inviting people over to his house and making TV dinners for Roku and Chill. Got that nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what popped into my mind.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other big twists for the game?
I also want the tribes to be able to not compete to give up something else. Like I want them to be able to trade.
So you
for
make a whole challenge and then the tribes show up and then one of the tribes could say like, what do you have for us to not compete today?
it's something about giving up something for something.
Okay.
Right. So if we're not going to compete today,
what do you want? What do you want from them?
I want them to
all their
I want
secrets.
Them to give up something. Yeah. All their secrets. I want to be able to expose secret alliances at the drop of a hat to
shake shit up.
I want to be that one.
Yeah.
I want to be that person.
So you might play some footage.
Right.
Wow.
On some cheaters type shit. I want to do a little bit of some cheaters shit.
Because that is, because we've established that's gambling.
They bring the iPad?
Yeah. So we know where one of the alliances are right now. If you want to see it, we could take you to it right now.
I can show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want to, deal's off the table.
Yeah. You can compete.
It could provide you some information.
Mm-hmm.
It could provide you some key information
mm-hmm.
before you go into tribal. Would you like to see the tape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then be like, nah, okay, I want to see it. Now we go to tribal. Esmeralda's mad as fuck because she saw Roku and she saw Roku and Rob over there talking shit.
Oh my God.
I just want to be more of a shit disturber.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I want to pop up on a tribe when they're just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what the fuck y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You have tribal council right there. Yeah.
Yeah. And just do a mini challenge right there. See who wins. Mm-hmm. You know? Give some individual rewards to people within the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick one person to eat this cheeseburger with.
Yeah.
But if you pick one person to eat this cheeseburger with, you have to eat the cheeseburgers in front of the rest of the tribe.
Wow.
You choose to have the cheeseburger alone, we take you off site to eat the cheeseburger.
You're in private.
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
See where I'm going?
Gandia. Shit, I mean, this sounds so good.
Mm-hmm. So it's more like fucking with the social game more.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'd like to see that. I'd mm-hmm. like to do that.
Mm-hmm. Would you be open to a role as a producer?
Yes.
Okay.
To work with Satan? Fuck yes. Who doesn't want to work with Satan?
I mean, he has his hands in so many things. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
He's a difficult guy to work with, but you know, he's coming up with these great ideas.
Yes, yes.
I want to get some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would. That would be dope. I think that would be super dope.
Okay. This was a question that came up from our great friend Bryce Isaiah. Have you ever had any interaction with Bryce, Survivor Bryce?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. You would love him.
Okay.
That he wanted to know what that idol paper smell like. What'd you think about that when Daniel had that thought he lost the paper and then he remembered, mm-hmm. Oh, it was in his underwear.
Ew.
And then Mike's
I saw him pull it out. And I saw him pull it out of his whole nutsack.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah.
That paper smells like from under cheese. You know what it does. You know what it smells like. You know what it smells like. It's a very specific thing.
I got that.
Yikes.
Do you have
that's only hiding places. That's only hiding places
you don't have.
Is it in their boobs for the ladies and mm-hmm. in their, you know, bottom part? Everybody can hide some in the bottom, but oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he pulled
like
that paper out.
Bunny rabbit in the mailbox. You know that classic tale.
Right.
Gotti, do you have a winner pick for this season?
Ooh, let's see. I you know, I'm rooting for Bigfoot. I think it's going to be Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He's like a young, jacked Rupert.
Young, jacked Rupert. Wow.
He reminds me of Rupert,
mm-hmm.
but younger and more jacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's got that.
More shaved. Uncanny,
he's got that uncanny, like, energy. Mm-hmm. He's a rock star.
Now, is that your head pick or your heart pick? Is he your favorite?
My head pick.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my
Who's
head
your
pick?
Favorite?
Because he's all around just a magnificent specimen.
Right.
Who's my other favorite? I'm going to say Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
She's that lovable weirdo. She's just such a lovable weirdo. I just really love to. She's adorable and I enjoy being annoyed by her antics and her goofy stories. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like low key, like she would be like, my friend, like we'd be friends, and then my other friends would be like, why the fuck are you friends with that weird ass girl? I'm like, she cool, man. She cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that hoe's watched way more episodes of Survivor than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give it to her. Yeah, I like Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
I like Marianne in the final. I like Marianne in the final, definitely.
Yeah. Do you think she can say what needs to be said in front of the jury at the end?
Yeah, but she's going to always be so honest.
Mm-hmm.
And her undeniable honesty is something that you can't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, authenticity speaks a lot in this game. If you notice, genuineness, authenticity, that goes a long way with people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Unless you're a total liar and you're so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Authenticity speaks volumes, and she can't help but being who she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Gandhi, you know? There's nobody that's more authentic than you.
Oh, thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Do you have any other things you want to say about Survivor 42?
This season, I don't know. We'll have to see what the future holds, but it's so exciting. The twists and turns are just amazing. Mm-hmm. But I think Rox Roy can see the future with those glasses. So why don't we call him?
You like Rox Roy's glasses or no?
I do not.
You do not.
I do not. He reminds me of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like back in the day when he first got those glasses.
Yeah.
They're so thick.
That's popular.
They're so thick.
Winning Time is a big show right now.
Yes, it is. That's a great show.
Yeah.
Great show. But I am I'm so happy that all of these fuckery twists and turns are involved in this show. It really annoys me. It makes me happy. It surprises me. You know, it makes me go, what the fuck? It's just, and there's so many personalities to make fun of. I just really love that.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad for casting.
Gandhi, are you watching anything else exciting on TV right now?
I am enthralled 100% with 90 Day Fiancé. Oh,
yes. I know. We have to talk about 90 Day Fiancé pretty soon.
Oh, my God. If you don't let me talk about 90 Day Fiancé, you're going to be deprived.
You're going to come on when we do the reunion show.
Yes.
Do you want to come on for part one of the reunion show or part two of the reunion show?
I think we want to give the people what they want. So I could come on for one or two or both.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
Because come on.
Sometimes I feel like with the 90 Day Fiancé reunion show, I feel like they kind of like
overdo it. And I feel like they replay part of one.
Yes, yes.
Why do they do that?
I don't know. And I kind of feel like that they kind of blow their the first one, and then the second one is kind of just
Look at Rob trying to edit yourself. Mm-hmm. I see you.
I do a good job.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like if you see part one, you've seen it everything.
Yeah.
So how about part one would be good.
Okay.
So I just want to see the Micah Jimena, and I want to see Ben.
Yeah.
Mahogany.
Mm-hmm. A lot to unpack. Lots to go through there.
There's a lot. I got a lot of luggage. I'm bringing all my luggage.
Yeah.
We're packing it all.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, really good. So, 90 Day Fiancé. What else do you look at?
90 Day Fiancé. I've really been involved in ridiculous reality relationship shows.
Yes.
And
like
by ridiculous, I mean Love After Lockup.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bryce is a big fan of that one.
Oof. It's
It's a lot like 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, I've watched it.
It totally is. It, because of these people that are so desperate to want to be loved, they will overlook some of the most obvious red flags.
There are no red flags on Love After Lockup.
No red flags. In fact, I don't even think they see red. I think they're colorblind.
Yeah.
I don't even think flags exist. They don't even know how to spell flag. I don't even think they say words that sound like like flask. They don't say words like that. They don't even... Because there are no flags at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only objective is to be head over heels in love with this person.
Yeah.
That was really just locked up. That was just using you for a mark, like for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is my favorite question. Well, how much money have you sent them? You know, well, yeah, I lent Rob like $20. He needed some lunch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers be saying it like it's 20. You say $20,000 like it's $20. Mm-hmm.
And none of these people are ever like, you know, moguls that they have like, you know, all this money to spend. It's like these people are like already like in a not
they
great
are not
financial
rich.
Situation.
They are dirt broke.
Yeah.
Check to check. Poor.
Mm-hmm.
Like Soulja Boy with his chain. I really thought that Soulja Boy got that chain for himself.
No.
And that old white woman bought that chain for him and took it from him like she was his mama. Took that chain from him like he was on punishment.
Yeah. And the Xbox.
No. You can't. Okay.
Laptop. It
really sounds like that sounds like me punishing my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Until you get your grades together, no Xbox, no chain.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy love. Money no. cannot buy you love. And I feel like that's what these shows are doing. They're buying love from people that are so vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
you know, that need it. You know, that they're not going to say no to somebody paying their rent and sending them money, mm-hmm. doing shit for them because they're broke.
Yeah.
You know, they're in these countries, these third world countries. And I feel like, so you coming from America, the rich, one of the richest countries in the world, and you're preying on these people. I feel like these people are preying on them. So that's why I be laughing
yeah.
when it don't work out. Like Ben with his lazy eye ass sending 10 pages of text. Mm-hmm. You didn't answer any of it. Because you texted me like a weirdo. Who the fuck sends 10 pages of text?
You have a lot to say.
You're sending so many texts, you're not giving me a chance to text you back. Mm-hmm. You weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's checked out. I think your eye has checked out. I think you have checked out, Ben.
Wow.
That's why you can't see that she really don't want to be your girlfriend because you ain't got that other eye working.
Kanye. Well, what else is there to say after that?
I hope everyone was pleased.
I hope so.
I had a good time.
I hope so.
I made you laugh a couple times.
I got
a couple of these out of you.
I mean,
that's how you know Rob is weak when he goes like this.
You've made me weak. Came in very strong. It's ready to go.
Show you right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any questions for me, Gandia?
Yeah. When are we going to talk again?
And we're going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So what's up next for you?
What else? What do you think about my studio, Gandia?
I love your studio. I love the pink and purple. You kind of look like a real professional studio, like, vlogger.
Oh, yes. It.
Oh, you got the hashtag survive up there. It looks cute. Yeah. I like the design. Okay. I like it.
Thank you. You said in our last FaceTime that I look like I was like a gamer.
Yes, mm-hmm. a gamer. Mm-hmm. It still looks gamey, mm-hmm. but it's, you know, I'll allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks cute. It looks like a studio slash. It's cool. It's
we're trying
contemporary. I mm-hmm. like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Into it.
Okay. Gandhi,
with the mic.
Yeah. Working on it. Where can people check out everything that you're doing, Gandia? You're prolific on Instagram.
Yes, I am very much on Instagram.
Yeah. Should I look at your Instagram and see everything you have going on right now?
Sure. I don't know. I don't.
I feel like your stories are just many times a day.
Yes, I do like the stories. I do like to post the stories.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the ticks and talks. I've been TikToking lately.
Are you TikTok
I like
too?
Tick and talking. Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
What do you TikTok like about? TikTok.
I TikTok about, I don't know, whatever I want to TikTok about. Lately, mm-hmm. it's been, you know, my boyfriend says really nice things and then I feel all Twitter pated and then I'll make a goofy TikTok. That's mm-hmm. basically what I've been doing lately.
Okay. I'm watching you did guess your age and then uh-huh. guess 28.
I know.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's Gandia. Crazy. Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah. You got the filters going.
Yeah. I got mm-hmm. a lot of filters. I really like the way that I look.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I'll just do a goofy filter to make myself look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nuts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to check out your TikTok. What's your TikTok name?
Maybe it's something. Hold on. I don't remember. What is my TikTok name? What am I on TikTok? One moment.
Mm-hmm. I still Gandia watch a lot Johnson. Of TikTok, but I haven't made a lot of TikToks.
At Gandia Johnson.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting into it. It's just another outlet for me to be funny and make funny content.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I see you. I'll follow you. I'm one of your followers now. Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
There's a whole seven of us.
I think you're so talented. And so I want to keep up with everything that you're doing. That you come on here, you make me cry laughing. People are so excited to hear from you this week.
I'm so glad. Yes, it's mm-hmm. really blossoming. I love how our reality dish sessions are blossoming mm-hmm. into something. I like the content that we talk about. You know, I'm a diehard Survivor fan, nerd to my core. Mm-hmm. You know, I just happen
one step
to,
below Marianne.
Yes, girl, I can't compete with Marianne.
No.
Marianne she's the goat. Mm-hmm. Shit, I serve in her court. That's
and
how
maybe
that
one day that premonition is going to come true. That you're not that Jeff Probst is going to announce you are taking over for him as host of Survivor.
He's sitting at home right now in his underwear, eating some chicken legs. Yeah. Talk about bitch, no way. Survivor's mine.
Chappelle
forever.
And me are just going to be like looking at each other, like what?
I would love that. It's and how much would that shake up the world? They hire a black woman to be the host of that show.
People would love it. Maybe looking.
Let's go.
Maybe I'm for the next host of Survivor.
Man,
yeah.
Come on, that'd be like I'll be like the Samuel Jackson of Survivor.
How will you be like the Samuel L. Jackson of Survivor? Because you'll say the F word so much.
When I was older, and I'll do a lot of yelling.
Yeah.
Like if everybody's chatter, I'll be like, shut up! You, that tribe, switch right now! But I don't care! Everybody shut up!
What, have you watched Beyond the Edge, Gandia?
No. Oh, is that the celebrity
yes,
one?
Yes. It's on after Survivor.
Oh, I have not watched that. Okay. Maybe I need to check that out.
Maybe.
Then we're going to talk about that. Because you know
that.
I'm going to have
I podcast about that.
That.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll watch it. I'll check it out.
All right. Next for me, I got a podcast for the patrons only. Talking about the Survivor Academy. I talked to people about what they should do when they go on Survivor.
Ooh.
Okay. Patrons only. David That's Bloomberg and awesome. Jessica Lewis will join us for that one. Be sure to check out my recap with Kim Spradlin. And of course, my exit interview with Jenny this week. And make sure you're subscribed to everything else we're doing on Rob's Podcast at robisthewebsite.com/subscribe. Gandia, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.